Coming up, I visit a team who've got a way to chemically rebuild our teeth. We explore the micro monsters in our mouth and we'll take a look at the gruesome history of dentistry.
But first, open your mind widely, because with us is dentist Nick Williams from Devonshire House Dental Practice. So first of all, Nick, what actually is a tooth? What goes on inside one?
Yeah, okay, Chris. So adults have about 32 teeth in our mouths, and they're made up of enamel, which is the hard outer layer, which is about 97% mineral. That's the white bit. Dentine is the middle layer, which is about 70% mineral. And then you have the nerve and blood supply in the middle of the tooth called the pulp. And that has extensions of the nerve that extends into the dentine. And when you get sensitive teeth, often that's the dentine's exposed there.
When you say the dentine's 70% mineral, what do you mean by mineral? And what's the other 30% then?
So it's mineral in terms of crystal called hydroxyapatite. And there's much more of that in the enamel, which makes it harder. It's a similar matrix to bone. And then the other bit is made up of collagen and other extensions of the nerve and blood supply. So it's quite a tubular structure.
And the hydroxyapatite is the stuff that makes the enamel tough and hard. And when we put fluoride in toothpaste, that gives it additional strength, doesn't it? How does it do that?
It does indeed. So if you have sugar in your diet, the bacteria feed off that sugar, and that actually can take mineral out of the tooth, making it more porous. That's the start of tooth decay. And fluoride in toothpaste helps to remineralise the tooth, so it can actually reverse the harmful effects of that decay.
Because it's added to drinking water, isn't it? Fluoride, and also
yes.
Toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
And is it there? Is the amount in drinking water sufficient to actually protect teeth?
That's a great question. It depends where you are in the country. It's a naturally occurring element, and it's often quite a controversial subject, water fluoridation. In fact, the Centre for Disease Control in America named it as one of the biggest breakthroughs in science and healthcare in the 20th century for protecting teeth, because you're getting a frequent application of that fluoride onto the teeth just by drinking that water with the fluoride in it.
And that's clinically proven.
Absolutely,
the language that the adverts love to use.
Yeah.
But it's clinically proven that fluoride does protect teeth, it does strengthen teeth.
Yeah, unequivocally. Thousands of studies prove it, and it's one part per million, so it doesn't have to be very concentrated. And you'd be pleased to know that in Cambridge, the Cambridge Water Authority actually do add to the water to actually get that ideal concentration.
And apart from fluoride in toothpaste, what else is in toothpaste that helps us to clean teeth?
So I suppose in a nutshell, just a foaming agent. And interestingly, actually, a top tip is after you finish brushing, just spit out. Don't rinse off, because that fluoride will then actually stay on the teeth.
Yeah, so well, a dental colleague of mine said, you know, lots of people go swish, swish, swish before they go to bed, and it's the worst thing you can do, because actually leaving some of that stuff sticking to your teeth, because there's also a sort of sticky agent in the material that's in toothpaste, isn't there, that makes it more sticky. And they said, you know, plonk it on your teeth before you go to bed and leave it on, because it will help to strengthen teeth overnight.
Definitely, especially if you've got sensitive teeth as well. You can apply some sensitive toothpaste along the neck of the tooth, and that will help to reduce that sensitivity.
Now, in terms of actually cleaning, physically using toothpaste, what's best in the battle of the brushes? Electric or traditional manual toothbrush? What's the best way to clean teeth?
I would tend to recommend electric toothbrushing over manual brushing. The aim of the game is still the same, but results are generally better with an electric toothbrush. We're going to run a little test here, aren't we?
Yeah, we've found you a victim. Hello, Eva.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi.
Eva is our naked scientist intern at the moment. She's actually a PhD student studying how the brain develops, so we thought actually she'd put her mouth where her money is this week. And tell us what you've done in the name of science today.
So today I have not brushed my teeth or used mouthwash or any other agent like that. So I brushed my teeth last night, and then I haven't brushed them this morning or any other point during the day.
So every dentist listening to this is now shuddering, Nick, but this is all in the name of science. So you've also eaten a disclosing tablet that will show us where the muck is.
Yes, I have. Yeah, I just chewed that up a few minutes ago.
And this binds to plaque, which is the stuff that coats your teeth and shows where the bacteria are. So Eva now has a blue mouth, Nick. So what do you want her to do?
Excellent. Well, it's a real helpful sort of visual aid to help with brushing. It's something we use a lot with patients. So what I'd like you to do is, if you can split your mouth into left and right, and if you brush your right-hand side with your manual toothbrush, then the left-hand side with the electric toothbrush, and then we'll see what the results are.
Great.
And we'll leave Eva doing that while we listen to the next bit of the programme. We'll come back to you in a second, Eva, once you've cleaned thoroughly. If you want to see what her mouth looks like at the moment, we've actually got a very nice picture of a blue mouth.
It's certainly very colourful, so thanks, Eva. I'm interested to see where this goes, because I have to admit, I use a manual toothbrush, and I think I'm going to be changing very soon.